You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, Sarah Bagby looks at a book of poems from a native Kansan.
April is National Poetry Month. With one day left, there is still time to get in a final fix, and one need look no further than Kevin Young's new collection, Brown Poems. From poems about Brown v. Board of Education, to James Brown and John Brown, to the multitude of shades of brown skin, this volume fully illustrates Young's very special kind of genius. Divided into two sections, Home Recordings focuses on a childhood spent in Topeka, while Field Recordings look at the life outside of Kansas. Home Recordings includes a triptych, Ad Astra per Aspera. One stanza reads, "Land of silos, missile and otherwise, land of squinting eyes, Milo and wheat, into which strode tall John Brown, in one hand a Bible, the other a rifle, face more scowl than frown." In the second section, American Bison, Young describes a school field trip to the state capitol, seeing the fiery mural of John Brown. While in section 3, Sunflower, Young reunites with his childhood friends as they recall deceased parents while watching their own children. The long title poem, Brown, is for Young's mother who took Kevin to church every Sunday. The minister, Reverend Brown, is the same one, as Young writes, who marched into that principal's office in Topeka to ask, "Why can't my daughter school here, just steps from our house?" Young's gift is his careful scrutiny into how personal experiences shape culture and how cultural forces become very personal. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.